Blog Talk Radio.
Alone in a room, it's just me and you. I feel so lost, 'cause I don't know what to do. Now what if I choose the wrong thing to do? I'm so afraid of disappointing you. Oh, I need to talk to you and ask you for your guidance, especially today when my life is so cloudy. Guide me until I'm sure I
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back, amen, to another service here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where we come to lift Jesus up higher, 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 and higher, and higher. TGIF, today God is first. Amen. And we seek first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. We want to especially welcome all of our first-timers to our ministry. Welcome, 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 welcome. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Please enjoy the services on today. And please keep on coming on back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. Lifting up the holy name of Jesus. Amen. We also have an altar prayer where we meet 5 days a week. Two times a day, glory be to God, Bible study, spiritual warfare training, amen, media streaming, and some other stuff too, amen, and some other stuff coming, amen. So follow us, please, at www.lifewordjesus.org, and we bless the Lord. We pray that everyone is excited today, amen. Why? Because this is another day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God's name is great, 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 great. And God's name is so greatly to be praised. Amen. Saints, amen. We didn't have to make it. It didn't have to be. It didn't have to be. And one day it won't be. Amen. But we're just gonna chuck up every day left. We're just gonna live every day left. Amen. To the maximum, our maximum potential. We don't know how many days that is. Maybe one day, maybe a week, maybe a month, a year, 10 years, 20 years, 50 years. We don't know. We do know it comes to an expiration. That much we do know. Amen. But we don't know how many we got left. But we say every day, glory be to God. Starting with today, amen, we're going to give God our all. We're going to live like today is our last day. How would you live if today was your last day? Now, that's a good question. Oh, God, I think we have to entertain that one. How would you live, seriously, if you knew for certain that today was your last day on planet Earth? What would you do different? Well, you know what? Whatever you would do different, you need to be doing. Whatever you need to be doing. Pastor, I would get my life insurance. I would make sure my will's in order. I would call so-and-so and so-and-so and so. I would apologize to them. Okay, I would do this. I would do this. I would make sure. Whatever you would do, you need to be doing. Because, beloved, you just don't know. You just do not know. And this is how we need to be living our lives, beloved, because Jesus could come back any moment, and rapture the church. And guess what? If death comes knocking at your door, and God allows death in, that's your rapture. Either way, you out of here. Amen. Saints, stop putting on for tomorrow what you can do today, because nobody promised us tomorrow. Amen. Not on this earth. We are promised tomorrow, but not on this earth. All right? So get your business in order. Get your house in order. Amen and amen. All right, all right, all right. We've been teaching on the precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I thought that song was so appropriate there with Yolanda Adams. Amen. Open up our hearts. Amen. Because, beloved, if we're not going to open up our hearts to the Holy Spirit, then, amen, our teaching is in vain. But we know the teaching is not in vain, see, but you don't want it to be in vain to you. Our teaching is not in vain because God's word will never return unto him void. So with this broadcast, glory be to God, speaking to literally thousands on thousands and thousands of people in the universe and going into the archives where it will be until there's earth no more because of technology. 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, if the Lord tarry, because one day is as 1,000 years in the Lord's sight, and 1,000 years is one day. If the Lord tarry 1,000 years from now, we'd be long gone. But guess what? These messages will still be available. See, these messages will still be available. Somebody be listening 1,000 years from now. You believe that? who is that Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry? Or everybody will know. See? So beloved, amen. So we have to open up our hearts to receive what the Spirit is saying. That's the only way we bring forth the 30-fold, the 60-fold, and 100-fold. Is you have to receive it. Amen. And so, glory be to God. I heard Yolanda Adams singing that last night. I said, you know, that's real important for us to tie this into our teaching on the Holy Spirit. Holy Lord, open up my heart to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Open up my heart to say yes to his will, to say, yes, I'll go, I'll follow you, I'll do it. I don't understand it, but I'll do it. I don't see what's going on behind the scenes. I don't know why you would tell me to do this, but I'll do it anyhow. See, it don't make sense to the natural mind. If you're trying to reason everything out in the natural mind, beloved, you're going to live beneath your privilege. Very rarely does God give us instructions that make sense to the natural mind. It don't make sense to walk around no wall no seven times and then on the seventh day walk around seven times. That don't make a hell of being sense. Huh? It don't make a hill of being a sin for Moses to have millions of people with him, leaving Egypt, going towards the water. Nobody can swim. You don't have no boats. You ain't got no helicopter. You ain't got nothing there but water. That don't make a hill of being a sin. It don't make sense for Judah, amen, with his little, to face, amen, his army, amen, to face, amen, thousands of people, fiercer, warriors, fierce warriors, vicious warriors. And you're going to take them down with a praise. They got weapons, guns and cannons and knives or what, swords, whatever they was using back then. And you got a praise. That don't make a hill of bill of sense. Mary, a virgin, never knew a man. Probably didn't even know what a penis looked like. Going to conceive baby Jesus, that don't make a hill of being a sense. You hear what I'm saying? Peter, walking on water. Some of us can't even walk on concrete. That don't make a hill of being a sense. Beloved, and if you're sitting around trying to put two and two together and figure this thing out, And trying to reason with it and trying to make it, you know, it got to make sense to me, you ain't going to never see it. Because faith don't work that way. God will speak in the spirit and you have to grab it. He who have an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. God said he takes the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. It don't make sense. Beloved, you just got to believe it. And when the Holy Spirit is leading you, you just got to say, yes, I'll go. You just got to go. You just got to go. You just got to go. And you just got to keep going. And when you mess up, repent right away. Confess right away, right away, right away. Father God, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. I want to draw your attention this morning to the book of Romans, chapter number 8. Amen. I want to read a little bit, starting in verse number 1. Romans chapter 8, verse number 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are dead towards not to the flesh to live after the flesh, but for if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. Beloved, amen. We want to thank God, amen, for this particular scripture here, beloved, in verse number 14, because it's telling us if you want to know if you truly saved, you know what I mean? And sometimes people say, they question themselves, they come into the altar, you know, every Sunday to give their life to Christ again, and glory be to God, amen, hallelujah. And we question other people's salvation. We question our own salvation. Well, why don't we just hit the nail with the hammer, right here. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Bam, there we go. Oops, there it is. Are you being led by the Spirit? Is the Spirit of God leading you? What Spirit? The Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit we've been talking about for the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Is he leading you? You leading him? Do you even know who he is? Are you partnering with him? Well, okay. All right, well, here it is. There's your answer. Beloved, when I was a little girl, we used to play a lot of games. We lived on a little small alley street. Well, not quite an alley street, but it was a one-way street, and you better not be driving fast. Because if you're driving fast on that little street we lived on, amen, you definitely was going to knock off some side-view mirrors. You know, people had to park up on the sidewalk to keep the other cars from hitting them. Y'all know what I'm talking about. A little street in North Philadelphia, right in back of, in front of a graveyard, amen, graveyard in the back before they dug that up and made that an elementary school, amen, around 31st and Lehigh. Amen. And so that's where I sort of grew up. I was born in South Philadelphia, and then I was born there, conceived there, born there. Amen. My mother moved around a little bit, and then we lived the majority of our lives right there in North Philadelphia until they burned the house down. Now, the homeboys burned the house down because my father, you know, back then, in those days, well, we're talking about, I don't know, the 60s, whatever, amen, the insurance men, they used to go door to door. They used to go door to door and get their little weekly $5, $10 from you from the insurance policy. Some of y'all might not remember those days. They had a lot of boldness, amen. And so, you know, so the Caucasian white, Caucasian guy would come into the black neighborhood, you know, and meet with, you know, collect their premium, which was a shame. It was a shame, really. because the people that paid on those policies, they paid into the policies more than what the policies was worth. Which meaning they might have had a $5,000 insurance policy, but with them paying every week like that for years on years, they paid like $10,000 and $20,000 on a $5,000 policy. You know what I mean? They didn't have enough education to do the numbers, and the insurance companies were so unscrupulous. Glory be to God that they just took the money. But that's a different subject. Amen. At a different time. And so, anyhow. One Friday, amen, the insurance guy out there collecting the money, and the homeboys decided they wanted it. They wanted the money, and so they took it, you know, beat the man up unmercifully, broad daylight, okay, left him in the middle of the street, okay. My father, amen, went to help the insurance guy. And because my father helped them, the homeboys got angry, and they set the house on fire. So we want to thank God, number one, that nobody was hurt, amen. We got out, amen. My mother and my father, amen, had already started house hunting, and so they was looking for a house, and they had found a house, but it took a while for them to get the money for settlement because $1,000 back then was a whole lot of money to come up with. $1,000 back then was probably compared to us getting $20,000. Glory be to God. My neighbor next door that sold her pretty house for $575,000. Somebody bought it too. Somebody bought it. Little people got money. You hear what I'm saying? It was a beautiful, beautiful six-bedroom house with a swimming pool and all that and all that. Amen. But my point is this. Glory be to God. And so we had to live here. I lived over here, and you know, we scattered, amen, because it was nine of us. So we had to live three or four different places until it was time to go into settlement, amen, until we moved into the house that my mother still lives in. Amen. All these years later, amen, my mother still lives in that house. She's happy as she want to be. She could have moved out into the suburbs by now, but she said, no, she want to, you know, stay right where she is, and she's happy. Amen. And so she's happy, we happy. Amen. But my point is this. So on our little alley street, we used to play a whole lot of games. We had a happy times. I learned how to play pinochle on those marble steps. Oh, boy, I can play some jacks. Anybody want to play some jacks? Oh, I got some competition for you. I'm fast and I'm good. I flipped them jacks, and let me tell you, not one of them jacks going to fall. You know, we did all that in our little neighborhood. We took the chart, amen, and we would play hopscotch. Anybody know about hopscotch? Okay, and hiding behind the cars, amen, glory be to God, and playing hide and seek, and we used to play a game called Follow the Leader, amen. So just reminiscing a little bit and sharing with you, you know, some of my history of, you know, and some of the things that we've experienced, amen. But in the game that we used to play called Follow the Leader, beloved, the rules of the game dictated that the leader would have absolute authority to tell us what to do. Glory be to God. And so the leader would tell you, okay, well, you got to wash the dishes tonight. You know what I mean? You got to clean the basement, you know what I mean? Whatever. It was fun. Amen. But when you followed the leader, you had to do whatever the leader told you to do. See? You had to do whatever the leader told you to do. And, beloved, when I think back on those playtime experiences, I am reminded of our scripture here this morning, amen, in the book of Romans, amen, chapter number 8, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. And it tells us, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, as many as are led, God, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah, for as many as are led. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. Matter of fact, amen, hallelujah. In Greek, amen, the sentence structure is actually reversed, and it reads like this, for as many as by the Spirit of God are being led, they are the sons of God. It puts the Holy Spirit at the first of the verse, beloved. And we are placed behind him. a picture of our responsibility as children of God to follow the leader. Beloved, the Greek word for led simply means to lead, to lead, to lead. This word is also the root for the Greek word agon, A-G-O-N, which describes an intense conflict, such as a struggle in a wrestling match or a struggle of the human will. Thus, beloved, we see that although the Holy Spirit wants to lead us, our human will doesn't like the idea of being led. The flesh always distrusts guidance or instruction given by a person in a position of authority. And it's human nature, see, to want to call the shots and lead the way. Don't nobody want nobody telling them what to do. That's just our nature. We didn't want to follow the lead, most of us, with our parents. We rebelled against our parents. A lot of us rebelled in school with our teachers. Some of us are rebelling at work against our managers, the owners, the bosses, and definitely rebelling in church. We don't want to do what the leader says, male or female, especially a female, especially a female. A male might stand a better chance, but nowadays, don't nobody even want to follow the leader in the church. See? And so it's our human nature, beloved. If we don't want to follow the leader in the natural, you know we fight. We're bucking up against the Spirit. We can't even see the Holy Spirit. See? Most people do not want to follow the leader, whether young or old, beloved. Most people don't like the idea of being led. And in the same way, when we make the decision to allow the Holy Spirit to dictate the course of our lives, beloved, it often produces a struggle between our will and our flesh. Your will is saying doing it. Your flesh is saying, no, nope, not today. The will is saying doing it. The flesh is saying, nope, nope, not today. Nope. Y'all know what I'm talking about. That constant battle. I shared with you guys on Wednesday. Glory be to God. I had a very full day, very fruitful day. Amen. Left the house right after the our service. I was gone. I was gone 5 minutes later. I got in around 6 o'clock. Amen. And that was what? About almost 12 hours, 11 hours. Amen. I had a little headache. I really wasn't feeling that well. Amen. I meditated. I said, you know, I said, well, it's Bible study night. I said, let me just lay down for 1 hour. Let me tell you, so the Holy Spirit woke me up at 8:15. The Holy Spirit woke me up. I was already 15 minutes late. I was 15 minutes late because we started at 8 o'clock. Now, you know, my flesh told me to just go on back to sleep. You're the pastor. You work hard. You know, you preach every day. Come on, ain't gonna hurt them if they miss a Bible study. That's what my flesh told me to do. But the will of God said, you getting up out of here. You getting on up here, and you going to pick up this phone. Glory be to God. See? Because that's not no worthy cause. That's not no worthy cause. See? You might have went to sleep, but, amen, and you wasn't in there. You hadn't even been restful. Amen. You've been more tired when you woke up. See? But, beloved, always, always, glory be to God, when the Holy Spirit's leading us to do something, the flesh is fighting with it. The Holy Spirit said, give, and you start counting. You said, but what about this? Then you give a pinch, and then the Holy Spirit said, give this much. And then you say, well, Lord, why? Well, I don't think so. Well, they riding around in that brand new car. They need to be giving me something. The Lord might tell you to give to somebody and look like they got everything going for them. Living up in the burbs, driving a modern car, riding around in BMWs and Jaguars. Huh? And the Lord could tell you to sow something into their lives, and you want to question God. Lord tell you to pick up the phone and call so-and-so. Glory be to God. And then, you know, they ain't called me. And see, and then here go the Flash. See, it's like you in a wrestling match. I watched part of Tyson's history. I didn't catch the whole thing. I wish I had recorded it. Amen. But I caught the first part when they was talking about the legacy of Michael Tyson. But it's like being in a wrestling match with one of them heavyweights. Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, glory be to God. Huh? Your flesh and your will up, come fighting one another. Come on now. The battle that we in, this internal battle, glory be to God. Your will is saying one thing, your flesh is saying something else, beloved. The Holy Ghost is leading you to do something, glory be to God, and you trying to compromise, trying to convince God well, God needs to change his mind. Huh? Convince God that he don't see it the right way. Convince God that God needs to see, God, you need to see it my way. And you know what? Then we try to ignore God and think that God is going to forget about it because we're ignoring him. Oh, error. Some of us right now, we can't get our blessing because we got to go back to the last thing God told us to do. Let me tell you something. God will never give you, the Holy Spirit will not give you another set of instructions so you go back and do the last thing he told you to do. I don't care if it was last month or last year. Glory be to the living God. It's that struggle that's going on, beloved. Why? Because we don't want to be led. Not even by the Holy Spirit. Oh, that pride, that stubbornness. You know, I got this. I know people right now, even if you talk to them in love, they get offended because they feel like you're trying to lead them. No, I know that. You ain't even finished talking yet. You ain't even get the sentence out. Before you can finish talking, they cut you off. I know that. No, you ain't got to go. I know that. Yeah, I know. And everything they know. If you know all that, then why you here if you know all that? Don't nobody want to be led, beloved. And that's all of us. See, we have to teach ourselves. This is why fasting is important. This is why the Bible speaks about humility, humbling ourselves, submitting ourselves to God, submitting ourselves one to another. You have to mortify your flesh. You have to train your flesh. See, because none of us like to be led. Now, just tell the truth, beloved, and shame the devil. The truth of the matter is, the majority of us, we want to be the leader. We want to be the leader. You follow me. Follow you where? Who you following? Now you got the blind leading the blind, and both of them falling down in the ditch. We got too many of God's people right now in the ditch. Why? Because the blind leading the blind. Because nobody's following the Holy Spirit, because he the only one know the way around the ditch. He the only one that know where all the potholes are. He's the only one that knows Satan's strategies and the limits. He knows the future because he's already in the future. He's the Alpha and he is the Omega. Glory be to God. Beloved, as children of God, we must learn to subdue the complaints of our flesh and stay in our place. What's my place, Pastor? Behind the Holy Spirit as followers. That's our place. Wherever he leads, I will follow. Oh, we say the words, but we don't believe the words. We sing the words, but we still don't believe the words. Where he leads me, I will follow. Hush your mouth. You better stop lying before you drop dead. You better stop lying before you drop dead. Ananias and Sapphira dropped dead. And they was talking to Peter. Peter said, you lied to the Holy Ghost. And I ain't lying to the Holy Ghost. I thought I was lying to Peter. Yeah, but the Holy Ghost lived in Peter. And you were trying to pretend like the Holy Ghost lived in you. You better stop before you drop dead. Beloved, we're not to be out front directing the Holy Spirit. We are to go behind him. following his leading, following his direction, following his guidance. Matter of fact, the mark of a mature believer is his or her ability to sense where the Lord is leading and then to follow that leading. That's what separates the mature from the immature. That's what separates those who are on meat and those who are on milk. That's what separates those who are carnal and those who are spiritual, beloved. Because you have the ability to sense that the Lord is leading me this way or that way, and you say yes. Oh my God, Jesus. Beloved, the fact that the Greek word for led is also the root of the Greek word for struggle, it's the same word, tells us that we will have to deal with our flesh as we begin to rely fully on the Holy Spirit as our coach and our guide. Our flesh wants to control our lives, so we must say no to it. Don't you know you can just tell your flesh no? I found out years in my salvation, glory be to God, I didn't even know your flesh could talk to you. I really didn't. Before I really like was being introduced of who the Holy Spirit was, every time I heard a voice, I thought it was God talking to me. I was just ignorant. And then I found the scripture in Romans that says there's many voices out there in the world, but none of them are God's. See? So you got these people saying, I heard a voice told me to go kill them. I heard a voice told me to, you know, to go ahead and strangle them. Yeah, you heard a voice, but it wasn't God. And then, beloved, then your flesh talks to you. Why? Because sin gets in your flesh. But a born-again believer can't have demons. Oh, yes, a born-again believer can have demons because they get in your flesh. See? Go into Galatians and read about the fruit of the flesh, beloved, and the fruit of the Spirit. And so, beloved, our flesh wants to control our lives. This is why the Bible tells us mortify the flesh. He says, kill your flesh. And I showed you the scripture a couple of days ago. It didn't say God going to kill it. He told you to kill it. See? With your faith. We have a responsibility, beloved. God is not going to do everything for us. It's God with us, God for us, God in us. We have to partner with the Holy Spirit. Christ in you, your hope of glory. Beloved, sometimes you just got to say no. You just got to say no. You got to tell your flesh no. You got to tell your flesh no. You ain't praying today. You ain't praying. You sleepy. Y'all know a lot of times y'all go to bed, don't even pray. Come on. Don't even pray. I'm going to wake up and say a prayer. Or you just put your head on the pillow and say, thank you, Lord. Why? Because your flesh already told you you're not going to pray. Jesus said, my God, you can't even pray with me 1 hour. And I don't really think Jesus meant, amen, watch the clock and make sure you got 60 minutes in, amen. I think he was saying quality. Quality versus quantity. You can't even put it in. After all I've done for you, you mean to tell me you can't even put a prayer in? Cause why? Because, amen, the Holy Spirit was leading you to pray. But your flesh said no. And you agree with your flesh. See, a lot of times, beloved, we are touching and agreeing with our flesh. We should be touching and agreeing with the Spirit. We should be touching and agreeing with the Holy Ghost because the Holy Ghost is a person. So, beloved, we must just say no and allow the Holy Spirit to have his way. Regardless of how great the struggle seems, this process of trusting the Holy Spirit's leadership is the only way to live a supernatural Christian life. There is no other way, beloved.
In a certain sense, we should make it our goal to be tag-alongs to the Holy Spirit. We should continually follow along to see what he is doing, to see where he is going, and to see how he is leading. And then we should obey him, beloved. Implicitly, we should obey him. Just as Jesus emulated the Father's actions, we must be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit and follow his cues, beloved. In other words, we must be led by the Spirit, which is both the responsibility and also the benefit of being a child of God. To become the mature Christians that God wants us to be, we must have this practical relationship with the Holy Spirit. Now, beloved, let me say this as I close this morning. The leading of the Holy Spirit is often very subtle. He's very subtle, beloved, most of the time, taking the form of an impression or a nudging in our hearts to do something, like real soft, you know what I mean? You know, just real slightly. He might just touch you slightly or say something like real, so soft. I mean, you got to be like on point to even catch it. See, he's such a gentleman. Glory be to God. And then there are some times, however, where his leading can also be very dramatic. See, such as through a prophecy or through a dream or through a vision or simply through a voice speaking clearly to our spirits, such as the time that I shared with you that I had my two grandsons in the bed with me and I was rolling over, amen, and if the Holy Spirit hadn't spoken loud that day, see, I was about to smother one of them. I don't know if it was Aiden or Ethan, but somebody was going down. See, the Holy Spirit didn't speak soft on that, right, because I was still halfway asleep. So he spoke very loudly, Afrida, Afrida, and he said it twice. See, glory be to God. The truth is, beloved, learning to know the voice of the Holy Spirit and being led by him should be one of your primary concerns as a growing, maturing child of God. It's all part of that lifelong pursuit to know him and the power of his resurrection. Press toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Did not, amen, Brother Paul say that? Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. You can find that in the book of Philippians. The book of Philippians, I think it's chapter number 3. It is chapter number 3, amen, verse number 13 and verse number 14, amen. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. Why? Because I follow the leader. Because I follow the leader.
Well, God, you're leading me in there. There's a fire in that room.
The fire will not burn you.
Lord, you lead me. There's a lot of water. The floods will not overtake you.
When the enemy comes in like a standard, God, like a flood, God will lift up a standard.
God, you lead me over there, then people don't even like me.
No weapon formed against you will prosper. And every tongue that rise in judgment shall be condemned.
Lord, you lead me to give this. That's all the money I got left.
Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure pressed down, shaken together. God loves a cheerful giver. Glory be to God. The more you give, amen, the more God gives to you, amen. On Sunday, amen, we preached a little bit about that, and after the message, the Holy Spirit said, amen, because the Holy Spirit had us to share, when you give God a little bit, God will give you a little bit. But when you give God a lot, God will give you a lot. And the Holy Spirit asked me a question. He said, and what do a lot look like? My God, Jesus. I don't think most of us can even define that if we told the truth, because we haven't given God all yet. We may be in the process, but we ain't there yet. The Holy Spirit said, and what do a lot look like? That's where God wants to take us, beloved. Exceedingly abundantly above, over and beyond. Beloved, but you got to follow the Spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. So the question is today, who's leading in your life? Who's leading? Are you following the leader, or are you trying to lead the leader? If you're leading the leader, like most of us find ourselves, and we got to jerk ourselves back into our rightful position, why are you acting like you know what you don't know? How you gonna lead? And we don't even know. We don't even know what the next hour, what the next by 12 noon today. We don't even know what's going down. We don't know what's coming across. And world news, we don't know what's going to hit the screen. Amen. In our personal lives, we don't know what's going to the screen. Why are we acting like we know something? Beloved, we have to get rid of that spiritual arrogance and humble ourselves before the Lord and honor him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And thank God for our partnership with the Holy Spirit. Beloved, draw close to him. And when the Holy Spirit tell you to do something, glory be to God, I had to repent on something. Amen. And not that you know, I repent all the time. I look. But the Holy Spirit had to show me something. The Holy Spirit showed me something. And you know what? And the first time he showed me, I wasn't obedient the first time. I tried to color it, fluff it up. You know, I tried to reason. I said, Frida, just you. I said, this ain't God. This you. The Holy Spirit had to correct me. And he had to tell me twice, and I thank God. But let me tell you something. Amen. Hallelujah. When the Holy Spirit revealed that to me, you know what I did? Father, forgive me. Father, forgive me for not being obedient. Forgive me for compromise. Forgive me. Forgive me. And if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen, amen, and amen. Heavenly Father, we want to learn how to become a tag-along behind the leadership of the Holy Spirit. We know you sent the Holy Spirit to be our supernatural coach, but that his help is only a reality to us if we choose to obey his leading. We admit, Father, that we have often struggled with obedience, and we ask you to forgive us. We really want to obey. Today, Father, we ask you to give us the strength of will and the inward surrender of heart to trust and obey the Holy Spirit and do exactly what he is trying to lead us to do. And we thank you and we bless you, for we ask this in all things in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. All right, all right, all right, all right. Bless the Lord. That's the word of God for today. We pray that you have been enjoying our series, amen, on the Holy Spirit. Amen. We will be here until the Lord tells us stop. Amen. I think I sort of know. I work on like about 5 series at one time. So I just worked in, because I think that's the next one, and the Lord will take me here, then the Holy Spirit will take me here, and sometimes he bring it all together. Amen. But we got the, I know the book of Romans is definitely one of our upcoming teachings. Amen. I know, amen, the law of prosperity is one of our upcoming teachings. And we got a couple others too. Amen. So we just look forward to whatever the Holy Spirit wants to say. All right, Friday. Today is Friday. In form of announcements, we will be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock noon and then back tonight at 10 o'clock for our Friday night corporate prayer. Amen. Today is offering day here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. Amen. And the Lord, amen, loves a cheerful giver. If you would like to sow into the soil of this ministry, amen. Glory be to God. Now, we know a lot of you have your own homes, home churches. Amen. And we know the tithe belongs to your home church. Amen. Glory be to God. But you can give an offering. You can give a love. Some of you, amen, even though you're not officially a member, you are a member of this church, amen, because you know I'm your pastor, amen, and your tithes need to be going right here. Amen. Glory be to God. Your tithes need to be going. Well, I'm going to wait till they open the church doors. No, 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 no. There is no time and distance, amen, in the spirit. You are the church. And if your heart is open, the church doors are open too. Amen. Let's just keep it real. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. So if you desire, because I know the Holy Spirit leading you, because I know how the Holy Spirit goes. I know the Holy Spirit is leading you to sow. The Holy Spirit would not have you come and be fed here every morning, amen, and not sow an offering. The Holy Spirit don't move like that. If you desire to be led by the Holy Spirit, amen, and to give what he's telling you to give, God bless you, amen, several ways that you can sow into this ministry. Amen. You can go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org, www.lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Hit the donate button there. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and all the honor. Amen. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, GLENSIDE. Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord for you, for you, for you, and for you too. All right. That is it for today. Amen. Glory be to God. Lord's willing, we will be back tomorrow morning. Amen. Same time, same place, same station. Amen. Hallelujah. Giving God the praise, the glory, and all the honor. If you're a first-timer with our ministry, please, we pray that you enjoyed the service on today. Please come back, come back, come right back. Keep on coming back. We're here 7 days a week. Please keep on coming back. And let us hear from you. Let us hear from you. If you go to our website at lifewordjesus.org, it'll give you all the information. It gives you our email address, gives you the telephone number, it gives you a mailing address, it gives you everything you need. Amen. Matter of fact, you can contact us right on our website. You can just fill out a contact and information, and we get the email. So there's no excuse. Amen. We want to hear from you. Give us your testimony. Give us your praise reports. And if you have a prayer petition, give that to us. Amen. And we would love to pray with you and love to pray for you. Amen and amen. Everybody have a good, good, good day. Father God, we say thank you for this day. Father God, as we go out, stay in, whatever we do, Father God, we ask that you would help us, Father, to walk with you, to follow you, Father, not to walk beside you, not to walk in front of you, but to be led. Father, you are our shepherd. You are our shepherd, Father. And we repent for anything otherwise. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time, because if you're leading us, we're not going to be in the right place at the wrong time. The only time we're in the right place at the wrong time is because we're someplace that you didn't lead us. We went somewhere we wanted to go, or somewhere we're used to going to, or something we wanted to do, or something that somebody else is doing, or some place that somebody required us to be there, and we went there without talking to you when you said acknowledge you in all of our ways, and you would direct our path, and we just didn't acknowledge you. Father God, help that not to be the case today. And never again. Help us never to do anything without running it past you first. Father God, that's not being super spiritual. That's what you call obedience. Get your daddy's approval. Get your daddy's approval and you live long. Get your daddy's approval and you'll be blessed. And we say thank you, God, and we bless you. We cancel bad news, we cancel tears, we cancel sorrow, we cancel premature death. No plague will come nigh our dwelling. Bless our services on today, Father God, and we give your name the praise, the glory, and all the honor. Glory be to God. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. And the church did say amen, amen, amen. And the church said amen again. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Hallelujah. We bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
World, it's just me and you. I feel so lost, 'cause I don't know what to do. Now what if I choose the wrong thing to do? I'm so afraid of disappointing you. Oh, I need to talk to you and ask you for your guidance, especially today when my life is so cloudy. Guide me until I'm sure I
Amen, amen. Follow the leader, saints. Follow the leader. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Bradford signing out. I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. And it ain't nothing you can do about it either. Amen. Blessings on blessings.